This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump is getting underway at this hour. AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump's lawyers are urging the Senate to quickly dismiss the impeachment case.
The first several days are expected to be a mess of procedural motions, amid deep divisions over whether and when to call witnesses. The first test comes this afternoon, with Chief Justice John Roberts presiding, a vote on GOP leader Mitch McConnell's rules proposal. He wants 4 days of opening statements, followed by debate and then votes on allowing witnesses. Democrats say that amounts to a cover-up and will push for immediate votes. With his presidency itself on the line, the Trump legal team's pushing the Senate to quickly reject the two charges against him.
Just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years.
Asked if the president will watch the trial while in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, his spokeswoman says he has a busy schedule, but will be briefed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, President Trump focused on the success of the U.S. economy. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
America's thriving.
At the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, the president called the nation's economic turnaround nothing short of spectacular.
The United States is in the midst of an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen before.
But his speech was met with nearly total silence. Unlike his last Davos appearance 2 years ago, where the crowd occasionally booed and laughed. The president told reporters he did not need to be here in the nation's capital as the impeachment trial reconvenes.
Frankly, it's disgraceful.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
China has sentenced the former president of Interpol, Meng Hongwei, to over 13 years in prison on charges of accepting more than $2 million in bribes. For more on this or any of today's news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.